heart that seeks what's true. The prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Anna ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, please recite after me. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noor Allah. Once again, welcome you in our brand new program. Today we'll be, inshallah azza wa jal, learning about the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in specific what seerah is and what is its important. And program's name is Mirror the Best sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Respected viewers, before we proceed towards our topic of the day, and we've got various segments in this brand new program, let me share with you. First, inshallah, we'll be talking about role model moments. And in this program, we have got a beautiful segment called Sticking to the Sunnah, in which we will learn how our pious predecessors, they clung to Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. How they imitated, how they followed Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, and what lessons we can learn from their seerah, following, imitating the Sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. And then inshallah, we'll be talking about one specific Sunnah, and we will inshallah try and learn its worldly benefits, health benefits, or maybe scientific reasoning behind the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, if possible. Further, at the end, we will have Mirror His Manners Challenge, where one sunnah would be discussed, and the challenge would be the rest of the week, the days, we will follow that sunnah inshallah azza wa jal. And that's how every week we'll learn something and we'll try and implement within our lives. Beautiful brand new program, Mirror the Best sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I hope you will join us inshallah in this program from start till end. Let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention, you will watch from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Remember, you can add as many good intentions as possible, and you can easily multiply the amount of reward you can attain for a particular task or particular deed. So ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and join us from beginning till the end. Respected viewers, let's include the very first segment in our program, and that is role model moments. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respected viewers, if we talk about Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's seerah, first of all, we need to figure out and establish the fact that what is seerah? What do we mean by seerah? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's life is a best role model for us to follow. And each and every aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a shining example for us to follow. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam many distinguished qualities, attributes, fada'il, excellences, subhanallah. And all those attributes, the actions, the sayings of Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam are a great model for us to follow. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as beautiful example, right? If we see Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as seerah, so we learn that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, the best role model for us is the Zat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, respected viewers, if we look at Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. So, the best role model for us to follow is the Zat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. If we look at the Zat of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in each and every aspect of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam's life, we can find examples to imitate, to follow. Now, the verse which you've just heard, when we look at the tafsir of this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ, no doubt for you. Now, here, the role model, the life of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, which is being mentioned as for us the best role model. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam's life, when we look at the time of Ghazwa-i Khandaq, Battle of Khandaq. At that time, the situation was very tough. It is mentioned in Tafsir Siratul Jinan that Kuffar, they had come with all their power, right? With all their whatever the strength they had come with that. And after coming, they had attacked Madinatul Nabi, Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zim. Now at that very moment, it was all of a sudden attack. And it was so much needed to be prepared to combat that attack which was done by the kuffar, the enemy. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not have that much time because it was a sudden attack, and we did not have the quite good strength also at that time to combat that battle, that fight, the attack which had done. But Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stood with Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, and to the extent that there was very much less food. Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they were starving. And at that time, they had to starve for many days. And Allahu Akbar, to the extent that there was a time when Sahaba Ikram, they had to put stones onto their bellies, Allahu Akbar, because of hunger. And Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam also did the same. Because Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam was at that time with Sahaba Ikram. Right? He was standing with Sahaba Ikram. And he was leading Sahaba Ikram and Himr Ridwan with example. And this was the uswa of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in front of Sahaba. And they were also motivated and energetic. And they were with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasalam. Now, even at the time when it was the time to dig the trench, there Sahaba Ikram, they were effortless. They were putting their efforts and they were digging that trench. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, being the final messenger of Allah, being the beloved of Allah, Allahu Imamul Anbiya, Khairul Bashar, he took part in that digging of the trench. Look at this great example Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam set. And he took part physically, practically with Sahaba Ikram. And he showed how a leader should be. And then subhanAllah, this motivation, being at the forefront, leading by example, right, working hard with Sahaba Ikram, that motivated Sahaba Ikram further. And they were with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, he broke the stones with his own merciful hands, and he took part and he would take the mud and subhanAllah, with his own merciful hands. And this was, again, as I said, that it was a great example for Sahaba to follow. Further, when we look at the seerah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, it was very much cold, and weeks and weeks they had to stay inside the battlefield. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stayed with Sahaba, and Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan, they were also there. Now, when the enemy attacked Madinatul Nabi, Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not panic while looking the strength of the army of the enemy. And he was an example of courage and bravery. Subhanallah. And this example, what he set as a leader, right? Subhanallah, commander-in-chief, in other words, you can call the seerah of Rasulullah, the example what was seen there. Subhanallah. This was another matchless example to set. And how Sahaba-i-Kiram, they were quite motivated looking at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And then when the news was given that Banu Qurayza, they had broken their promise, the treaty, Allahu Akbar, it was also a grave concern of that time. And then again Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam held the nerves tight. Not only this was an example, again we are talking about the prophetic way to show Sahaba Kiram in such tough times how you hold your nerves, how you behave, and how can you have the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how you remain strong and you have got belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the example. Again, in the Battle of Badr, it was also seen. This display was there also when we were only 313. Subhanallah. And the courage, the bravery, and yaqeen and tawakkul, it was shown there. This was again seen in this very battle. And again, the time was also seen when munafiqeen, they were making excuses and they were leaving Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, right? At that very moment, Raka alayhi salatu wasalam again showed the example how to control that situation and how to remain strong in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how to get all the strength together and keep the Sahaba ikram motivated. Okay, he led by example, and Sahaba alayhim ridwan, they were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And istiqamat, steadfastness, bravery, courage, that was another matchless example that was set there in that very battlefield. Now, respected viewers of Madani Channel, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's seerah, that tells that whoever will follow Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, okay, in any aspect of the life, he will not be disgraced, right? He will get salvation. He will have barakah. He will have blessing. He will have success. That is for sure. Why? Because the reason is the best role model is the Zaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, this is what we have learned, that no matter what time you are in, if you follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you do ita'at of Rasulullah, if you do ittiba of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, you will find that personality as the best role model for you to follow. And one more thing we learn from the seerah of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, talking about the seerah. What actually seerah is? The biography of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the practical lifestyle of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, sayings of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, qawli sunnah, amali sunnah, right? Allahu Akbar. And there are so many madani pearls which we can attain from the seerah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Sunnah, when we talk about from the seerah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, prophetic way, it doesn't just include using miswak or wearing imama, okay, keeping the beard, or following Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam in terms of your attire or wearing clothes. These are beautiful sunnahs of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. But there is so much more into this topic. Inshallah, in this program, we will explore various different dimensions of the sunnah of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. How? Yes. Not lying is also a sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And there is so much literature about it. Speaking truth is a beautiful sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. A great chapter in the seerah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Him being sadiq, him being ameen, him being trustworthy. This is something which is diminishing in the society. We need to talk about this aspect of the seerah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. When we look at Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam's fair dealing in business, Subhanallah, this is another beautiful example to follow, right? When you look at Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam as a teacher, you find example. Now, when we look at the seerah of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, so This hukum, which is that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, seerah is the best role model for you. A beautiful point mentioned by Mufti Qasim Sahib, that it does not restrict. Takhsis is not that some part of the life has a best role model for you. No, it's a mutlaq. General hukum has been given, subhanAllah. General ruling has been given that the role model, the complete life of Rasulullah salatu wasalam, whatever you follow, you will not stray. Inshallah, you will get success. So the complete life of Rasulullah salatu wasalam is a complete code of life for us, complete best role model for us to follow. Now, the beauty of the life of Rasulullah salatu wasalam is many books of seerah they have been written so far. Some seerah books, they have got 2 volumes, some they have got 3, some they have got 5, some they have got maybe 10 volumes. And 1400 years they have been passed. 1400 years. Allahu Akbar. Books after books they have been written about the seerah of Rasulullah salatu wasalam. Different dimensions of the seerah of Rasulullah salatu wasalam. But no one claims that he has been able to fulfill the right that he has mentioned, fulfilled the haq of mentioning the praise of Rasulullah salatu wasalam, or he has compiled the all aspects of the seerah of Rasulullah salatu wasalam. No one has claimed. Zindagiyan khatm hui aur qalam toot gaye tere ausaf ka ik baab bhi pura na hua. Tere ausaf ka ik baab bhi pura na hua. So this is how, respective views of Madani Channel, when you look at Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam as a teacher, subhanallah, there is a beautiful example, him being a teacher. If a teacher wants that I should learn something from the seerah, he will find a way for him, inshallah. Commander-in-chief, if he wants to see something in the seerah of Rasulullah salatu wasalam, there is so much for him to learn, subhanallah. As a parent, if someone wants to learn how a father should be, then there is a great light for you to learn. There's a beautiful example. How to raise your daughters is a beautiful example of in the seerah of Rasulullah salatu wasalam. How to treat children, best example is the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasalam. Again, subhanallah. And you name it, any aspect of the life, as a businessman, as a teacher, as a leader, subhanallah, as a parent, and as a guide, as a hadi, subhanallah. And again, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is the final messenger of Allah, being the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he had some responsibility on him, and he fulfilled that responsibility to its peak level, no doubt at all. Alhamdulillah. Whatever task he was assigned, he completed. And he, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, seems to his peak in each and every aspect of the life, if someone wants to take light from or learn. Further, when we talk about the Zat of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, we see that Quran Majeed, Furqan Hamid had given us these instructions that we follow the footsteps of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. We do ita'at of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasalam, and we fulfill this commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam gives us, we should take, and whatever he asks us to refrain from, we should refrain. And another beautiful ayah of the Holy Quran in this regard, I would like to mention, which is again a beautiful example. Inshallah, in upcoming episodes, we'll talk about this in detail, right, in the tafsir of this verse. But today, just as we are talking about following the seerah of Rasulullah salatu wasalam, doing ittiba of Rasulullah salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Dear beloved Prophet, say, O people, if you love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you and will forgive your sins. And Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is the beautiful verse of the Holy Quran. Now, the claim to love Allah Almighty can only be true if one obediently follows Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And this verse explains how essential for every individual to follow the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is. Now, this beautiful point which we need to understand, who is saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This command is for whom? For the people. People meaning us. If you love Allah, if someone claims that he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what should he do? Okay. How his claim will be a true claim? This is what is being taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what should he do? Follow Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah says, follow me. If you claim that you love Allah, then follow me. What will happen? In return, Allah will love you and forgive your sins. Wohi Rabb hai, jisne tujhko hama tan karam banaya. Wohi Rabb hai, jisne tujhko hama tan karam banaya. Hame bheek maangne ko tera aastaan bataya. Tujhe hamd hai khudaya, tujhe hamd hai khudaya. Respective views of Madani Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us the way for his own love. If we want to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the way forward? This is what is being discussed in this verse of the Holy Quran. The way is to follow prophetic way. The solution is to do ittiba of Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. Fattabi'uni, follow me. So, bakhuda khuda ka yehi hai dar, nahi aur koi mafar maqar. Jo wahan pe ho, yahi aake ho, jo yahan nahi, to wahan nahi. This is quote of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is actually the quote of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, because if you want to go to the quote of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the way. You have to come from this way. You have to do ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. You have to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have to do itaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obedience and ittiba, following Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa sallam. Now, what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. You are claiming that I love Allah. It's different. One is I say I love Allah, and one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves me. That is different. So in this verse we learn that in return, when we follow Rasulullah, what will happen? Allah will love you and will forgive your sins. If we want our sins to be forgiven, if we want that we are free from sins, what should we do? We should follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow the seerah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam. And then further, it is mentioned, and Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. No doubt at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman, He is Rahim, He is Kareem. But most forgiving, most merciful, when we go through the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the basic understanding of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Him being the best role model and us to follow, how important this is. Our ultimate goal is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. And how can we get the pleasure of Allah? We know that. We have to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophetic way. Respective views of Madani Sharif, we talk about the topic further, Rasulullah's life being the best role model. Mufti Qasim Sahib, he is further mentioned in his Tafsir Siratul Jinan. Now we learn that in reality, successful life is which is upon the footsteps of Rasulullah. This is what we learn. And our living or our dying, our sleeping or awaking, okay, that should be upon the footsteps of Rasulullah. Each and every work of ours will become ibadah. Now, if we learn something in the teachings of the Quran and Hadith, that insan and jinn, they have been created to do the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we have been created to do ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jinn and ins. The question arises, if we have been created to do ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, We've got so many awaris, we've got so many other things to do. For example, we have to go for earning halal, we need to source income, we have to sleep and we have to eat, and so many other ways in our life where we cannot be performing ibadah, right? In a sense that the way we perceive ibadah, okay, the way, for example, offering salah or doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or sitting in the masjid in itikaf or performing hajj, okay, these are the, that's how we perceive, these are the forms of ibadat, okay, which are actually no doubt at all. But the question is, if we have been created to do ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can we remain 24/7 in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can we remain in ibadah? How can we totally submit ourselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the ulama, they have mentioned this. Uswatun hasana. This very verse of the Holy Quran, what we are talking about, many Islamic brothers. This is the best role model is the zat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, if a person who is following, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, this very verse of the Holy Quran, this guides us that the best role model for us is the that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, if a person who is doing ita'at of Allah and his habib, who is doing ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is imitating, he is mirroring the best, imitating the best, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So in fact, what he is doing, he is in ibadah. If a person is sleeping, but he is sleeping the way Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam slept, so inshallah, his sleeping will become an ibadah, because he is following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is following the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, as the best role model to follow. When he is walking, if he walks like Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, when he talks like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, when he speaks like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he does business and he does business the way Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam did, his business will become ibadah. Earning halal will become ibadah. Going, visiting the sick, seeing the relatives, doing sirah rahmi, fulfilling the rights of the parents, fulfilling the rights of the wife, children, looking after them, raising them, Allahu Akbar, spending on them, on your family, each and every act will turn to be in ibadah. And this is another complete detailed topic itself, how Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is motivated to do certain acts. All these acts which are quite relevant to our daily routines, we'll get this reward, we'll get that reward, we'll get this much reward if we do this. And Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam did not just ask us to do. He did first. He set an example because he's the best role model. And then he asked us to do the same. When we follow, inshaAllah azza wa jal, we will be walking, but we will be inshaAllah azza wa jal in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we are following the command of Allah. We'll be sleeping, the reward will be there for us, inshallah. We'll be talking, reward will be there for us, inshallah. We'll be eating, but reward will be there for us, inshallah. We'll be doing business, but reward will be there for us, inshallah. So each and every act we can turn into ibadah. Each and every act we can turn into good deeds. All we have to do is follow the prophetic way. Inshallah, azza wa jal, you will not get astray. And you will get salvation. You will get barakah. You will get blessings. You will get reward, you will get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, insha'Allah azza wa ta'ala. Respectful viewers, this was the first segment, insha'Allah. Now we will move towards our second segment, which is sticking to the sunnah. Let's go towards that. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, this segment we bring so that we can learn how did Sahaba Ikram Alim Ridwan, they had the passion to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. whenever they found something as a sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, if asked him to do something, or he performed something, and that was not his own speciality, and that was something to be followed, Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan, they clung to that, they stick to that. And they set such a great example for us to follow too, subhanAllah. When we look at the seerah of Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan, they did not miss the sunnah because it was a sunnah. Sadly, we miss the sunnah saying it's just a sunnah. Brother, it's just a sunnah, just leave it. Allahu Akbar. Completely, we've turned upside down the mentality. This should not be the case. We should follow Sahaba Ikram the way they followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In other words, we should follow Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa taslim. We should stick to sunnah. We should hold tight the prophetic way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We'll give some examples inshaAllah in today's episode in this segment. And there was the time of Ghazwa-e Ahzab. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he had ordered Sayyidina Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala that go and fetch some news from the enemy. Okay, go and find out what are their plans and what they're doing. So get some sort of news from them. But do not do anything which is to cause any chaos or any problem. Okay? Do not tease them or don't hurt them or cause harm to them, in other words. So just go and get the news. When he radiallahu ta'ala and came, he saw Abu Sufyan. He had not accepted Islam by then. He was just sitting next to the fire. Probably it was a cold weather. He was sitting next to the fire. And Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala and had the opportunity. And he had a very fine opportunity, okay, to throw an arrow on Abu Sufyan, who was the leader of Kuffar at that time. And he held his arrow and he was about to throw, but then he remembered the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam had asked me just to bring the news and do not cause any harm to anyone. And he stopped. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Respected viewers, how important was for Sahaba this saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, order of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. They knew that the order of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hukam of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is the actual hukam of Rabb ta'ala azza wa jalla. And this is the example of Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan following subhanallah Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam's the words, doing ita'at of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim, not thinking from his own point of view or mindset. I've got the opportunity, he's our enemy, I can take revenge or whatever, I can hit him with an arrow. But why I'm not doing it? Even having all the capacity, capability, and opportunity, not doing it. Why? Because my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said not to do. This is the beauty of Islam. This is the beauty of sticking to the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the beauty of doing ita'at of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the beauty of following, doing ittiba of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Respected viewers, there are so many other examples also, right? Hazrat Muhammad bin Aslam radiyallahu ta'ala an, in his old age, he was Sahabi Rasul, it is mentioned that when he would come back from bazaar, from marketplace, at that time, he would take off his shawl and he would remember that he has not offered salah in Masjid al-Nabawi. And he would say, by Allah, I did not offer salah in the Masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Whereas I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam saying that the one who comes to Medina
unless he doesn't come to this masjid and offers 2 rakat salah, he should not go to his house. He would say this, he would hold his shawl, he would go to Masjid Nabawi, offer 2 rakat salah, and then he would come back home. A person, Sahabi Rasul, who is too old, in his old age, has come back from the marketplace. Now coming back, he remembers a saying of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And then this reminds him the prophetic saying of sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. And then he goes back to fulfill the saying of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Now you just imagine, sometimes we have got different situations also we come across. There are different sunnahs which we miss. He said, it doesn't matter, it's just a sunnah. I'm too tired. I'll do later. It's Jummah Salah. Come for Jummah. There are many people that just pray 2 rakat Salah and they rush. See, it seems sometimes they are caged. As soon as Imam says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, people start rushing towards the door. It seems that somebody was just holding them and now they've been released and they want to rush out. I know that there are certain people, they've got some certain genuine excuses. Maybe they want to go back to work, they've got very little time to offer salah, they come for that and they offer and then they go and they have to rush. Or maybe some, they could have got any genuine reasons to leave, or maybe they've got some commitments at home and they offer their sunnahs at work or maybe at home. There could be possibility. But my dear Islamic brothers, there is a majority. We've got nothing to do. They just miss the sunnah. That's just because it is a sunnah. Astaghfirullah. This is our attitude. They would be found standing outside the masjid talking maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes, half an hour with friends. But they would not offer sunnah. They would miss the sunnah of salah. This is our condition. And look at a Sahabi Rasul, an old age. He has come back from the marketplace at home. Remembering, he goes back to the masjid, offers 2 rakat, which is not fard, which is not wajib, in a sense that it's nafil salah. He goes there. Why? Because Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said it. This was the, subhanallah, mindset of our pious predecessors. That's how they used to stick to sunnah of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. They would love Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam's each and every act. And that's what made them distinguished personalities. Also, no doubt, the Sahabi Rasul is that personality who has got this distinguished attribute that he has got the sohbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That's what makes someone Sahabi Rasul. Not the amal, not the action, but they had this beautiful, subhanAllah, fate that they had the sahabah of Rasulullah in the state of Iman and they passed away in the state of Iman. That was their great fortune and fate, no doubt at all. It was a great bestowal upon them. And they were amongst the shining stars, subhanAllah. But at the same time, they fulfilled the right of being sahaba as following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Doing ita'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Doing itiba'ah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Alhamdulillah. We see them, the great personalities, subhanAllah, in this regard too. Respected viewers, inshallah. Now we'll move to our next segment, which inshallah azza wa jal, follow and revive. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Many Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. Today, inshallah, we will, in this segment, learn one sunnah. In specific, inshallah, we'll talk about its scientific benefits also, reasoning what. In this day and age, science talks about what health benefits we can attain, inshallah. So we'll also learn, we'll talk about that. And then inshallah, we'll also follow that beautiful sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So far, whatever we have discussed, we have established the fact how important this is to follow Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam's way as a believers, as a Muslims. And what Quran and Hadith talk about in this regard, and what was the amal of Sahaba Ikram when it came to follow Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim. Now, we will talk about one sunnah, inshallah. In each episode, we'll take one sunnah and we'll talk about it. Today, I've got for you is sleeping on the right side. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you go to the bed, perform ablution, wudu, as you do for prayer, then lie down on your right side. Now, when we look at this beautiful saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, sleeping on the right side, it is a sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim. Now, as far as the scientific benefits of this beautiful sunnah are concerned, modern science supports several benefits of sleeping on the right side. Now, it helps improved heart function. For many people, right side sleeping reduces pressure of the heart, especially in pregnant women. Allahu Akbar Kabir. 1400 years ago, a posture of sleeping was mentioned by Rasulullah, instructed to us. And he did this because he is the best role model, subhanAllah. And we see that today in this modern day and age, how science is explaining how beneficial this is, for that it reduces the pressure on your heart. Now further, it helps in better digestion. Sleeping on the right helps the stomach empty more efficiently, reducing acid reflux for some individuals. Some people, they've got acid reflux issue. Okay, at night they get this problem. SubhanAllah, if they have got this habit of sleeping according to Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, inshallah, what will it help them? The stomach empty more efficiently, inshallah, and reducing the acid reflux issues in some individuals. Now, another benefit what we find is enhanced lymph drainage, right? And the right side may support better lymphatic circulation in the blood, in the body too. Further, it is mentioned that it promotes calmness, subhanAllah. Right side sleeping may also reduce pressure on the nervous system and promote relaxation. Why do we sleep actually? We sleep to get relaxed, isn't it? So we want to be relaxed. We need relaxation and calmness. And how can we attain that? Inshallah, when we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah. People, they sleep, they've got different postures. They even don't know what is the right way of sleeping. SubhanAllah, today we are learning in this program. This is the basic purpose of this program. We should learn about the prophetic way. Not only just learning, but then we should implement within our lives also. When we look at this beautiful understanding from the scientific perspective that it helps calmness and relaxation, Allahu Akbar, sleeping on the right side. So, SubhanAllah, if you sleep, whenever you sleep on your right side, inshallah, you will have this all beautiful benefits which have been mentioned. Respect viewers, even if we did not know all these benefits which we have discovered through the modern scientific reasoning, but yet it was enough for us to follow the prophetic way. Why? Because Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam's life is the best role model for us to follow. SubhanAllah. So inshallah azzawajal, make intention from today onwards, you will be inshallah azzawajal sticking to the sunnah of Rasulullah salatu wasalam. You will follow the sunnah of Rasulullah salatu wasalam, inshallah azzawajal. Now let's take the final segment in our program, and that is Mirror His Manners Challenge. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respectful viewers, the final segment, what is mirror the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, his manners. And this is the challenge what we are going to give you for the rest of the week which is coming. Right. This is a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah salatu wasalam. which is related to the manners of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, prophetic manners. And what of them is smiling, subhanAllah, right? Smiling is a sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And subhanAllah, and Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam encouraged us. As we said that, sleeping, eating, walking, wearing, these are also sunnah. But there are so many beautiful sunnahs which are related to our social life, which are related to our mental life, which are related to our physical life, which are related to our, subhanAllah, Islamic life. And there are so many other benefits out there in terms of business dealing, faith dealing. These sunnahs are also there, which sometimes we ignore. But inshallah, in this program, we'll also discuss them. I will try and take the challenge for the rest of the week to follow that beautiful sunnah what we will learn. And today we are learning smiling is a beautiful sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim. So for the rest of the week, all I want you to do, if you're watching me right now, make intention that for one whole week, daily you will smile, inshallah. Whenever you will remember. And why will you smile? Just because it is a sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. But it doesn't mean that for no reason you start smiling. For example, when you go to home, the kids are there, you talk to them with a smiling face. For example, you go to home, your wife is there, you talk to her with a smiling face. For example, you go to home, your parents are there, you look at them with a smiling face. Subhanallah. You treat them kindly, gently, calmly. Okay? For example, you are going to work. At work, when you meet your colleagues, right? Definitely you need to keep this in your mind that we are talking about the maharim, right? If you see any of your maharim and you speak to them, you talk to them, then you smile with them. You speak to them nicely, kindly, gently, with a smiling gesture. Some people are very serious. There's no smile on their face. They're always serious. All day serious. You don't find no smile on their face. It's people that don't even like those personalities. Those people. And my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Tamad Barakatum Al-Aliyah, you would see him always smiling. Because the more you smile, inshallah, the more people will come closer to you. You will have a very good lifestyle at your work, at home, everywhere where you go, you will be the person, inshallah, who people would want to talk to, who people would want to hang around, who people will want to speak to, inshallah. Why? Because you will be following the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Looking at your brother with a smiling face is a sadaqah. That's how we've been encouraged. So how many times we can give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Just all we have to do is to look at our Muslim brother with all this beautiful intention in mind that I'm looking at him and smiling it and I'm getting the reward of sadaqah and the pleasure of Allah and his Habib alayhi salatu wasalam. I hope you enjoyed this program. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode next week, same time, same channel. May the best, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.